the bright lights of Sarajevo. After the hours that Sarajevans pass, queuing with empty canisters of gas to get the refills they wheel home in prams, or queuing for the precious meager grams of bread their ration to each day, and often dodging snipers on the way, or struggling up sometimes 11 flights of stairs with water, then you'd think that the nights of Sarajevo would be totally devoid of people walking streets, Serb shells destroyed. But tonight, in Sarajevo, that's just not the case. The young go walking at a stroller's pace, black shapes impossible to mark as Muslim, Serb or Croat in such dark. In unlit streets, you can't distinguish who calls bread chleb, or calls it kruh. All take the evening air with stroller's stride. No torches guide them, but they don't collide. Except as one of the flirtatious ploys when a girl's dark shape is fancied by some boys. Then the tender radar of the tone of voice shows by its signals she approves his choice. Then match or lighter to a cigarette to check in her eyes if he's made progress yet. And I see a pair who've certainly progressed beyond the tone of voice and match flare test, and he's about, I think, to take her hand and lead her away from where they stand on two shell splash cars, scars where in 92 Serb mortars massacred the bread shop queue, and blood-dunked crusts of shredded bread lay on the pavement with the broken dead. And at their feet, in holes made by the mortar that caused the massacre, now full of water from the rain that's poured down half the day, though now even the smallest clouds have cleared away, leaving the Sarajevo star-filled evening sky ideally bright and clear for bomber's eye. In those two rainful shell holes, the boy sees fragments of the splintered Pleiades sprinkled on those death-deep, death-dark wells splashed on the pavement by Serb mortar shells. The dark boy shape leads dark girl shape away to share one coffee in a candle-lit cafe until the curfew, and he holds her hand behind aid flower sacks refilled with sand.